Son, and the Holy Spirit. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God forever.
We hear the very familiar gospel reading of the prodigal son. And I think it's pretty easy for us to relate to him. We're in those early weeks preparing for Great Lent. You know, the church is really shares much wisdom by the grace of God, because we don't just jump and celebrate Easter at the end of, you know, just at some point in the year, but we have to prepare for it. And then in the wisdom of the church, we prepare to prepare. That's how much it changes. It's supposed to change us. So this is one of those weeks. And of course, with the prodigal son, the primary theme is repentance. But it's much more than that, because a number of things are going on. The father is being merciful, emulating God the Father in heaven. So when we repent, the one thing we can depend on, not just hope for, but depend on, is God's mercy. And there's another dimension to this gospel reading, because now you have the second brother. And the second brother is upset. And so how does that play into the theme of the gospel? It teaches us that our relationship with God is also tied to our relationship with one another. We can't separate the two. You know, Jesus Christ told us, he says, this is eternal life, that you know God the Father and the Son whom he sent. And to know somebody means there has to be an interaction. A parent knows his or her children. A wife knows her husband, and a husband knows her wife, and so on and so forth. The siblings know each other because there are relationships that are nurtured. And we're called to worship and pray and meditate and fast and come to confession, we're building our relationship with God. When we build our relationships with one another, we learn to become more God-like. Let's face it, we all have relatives that are less than desirable to be around. But we love them anyway. There's a difference between love and like. Like is not a step of love. It's not a degree of love. I like somebody because we have things in common. I like my wife because she puts up with me. she's earned her halo, trust me. But I love her for God only knows what reason. You know, I mean, she's not just because of what she can give me, but because she's who she is. And we're all called to love one another. In fact, we're all called to love our enemies. So here we have the two brothers, and the older brother is at odds with his younger brother. He doesn't like him. Look what he did. He went and wasted half of his father's property. But I think with the prodding of the father, he learns to go beyond that and love him. And this is what we're all called to do. So we know, in preparation for Great Lent, we have a number of things that we're called to do. We're called to humility. I mean, after all, God is humble, right? Christ showed that on the cross. He came to earth knowing ahead of time what was going to happen to him. He rode into Jerusalem knowing that those very same people that were cheering him on were going to have him killed. Not just have him killed, but torture him. We kill him. And he's on the cross praying for them. Now, you don't get more humble than that. So that's one of the lessons for these earlier weeks from Great Lent. But jumping back to today's lesson, we have repentance. What does that mean? It means truly being sorry for separating ourselves from God. We're repenting of sin. Now let's analyze sin a little quickly. Sin is manifest in many different ways. But ultimately, if you take it to its root, what it is it's pushing God out of our lives. God created us, He sustains us, and by His grace, He will save us. But in our lives, so often, what do? That God, don't look now, I want to live my life the way I want to live it. I want to do what I want to do, or I don't want to do what I should do. Right? This is sin. It's manifested in different ways, but it's pushing God out of our lives. And so, when we come to ourselves, like the prodigal son came to himself, we turn back to God, and we ask for forgiveness. We realize that we cannot be without God and live forever. It just isn't going to happen. The most beautiful part of it, though, is this God, as St. Paul tells us, God is good. Now all we have to do in our hearts is have our hearts and continue our wills to the same will as God. And then all will be right. All will be good. May your journey to and through Great Lent to Holy Pascha be most blessed. Thank you.